Madtown's 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Well, Madtown, I am absolutely ecstatic to bring this gorgeous, inspiring woman that is really changing people's lives globally. She has overcome a lifetime of adversity. Ladies, I'm talking about this woman has gone through domestic abuse, rape, homelessness, cancer, you name it, she has been through it. And now she is definitely touching people's lives globally because she is fierce in every single way. She is a high-profile attorney. She's an entrepreneur. She's an implementation strategist. She is a life and business coach. Yeah, it keeps going. She's a keynote speaker, and she's an award-winning international best-selling author. And I just saw her on LinkedIn the other day, and yes, she was just named in Forbes magazine. Say hello to the gorgeous Ellie Sheffy. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hello, hello. I am amazing. Thank you so much for having me today. This is awesome.
Girl, how did you become a lady boss?
Adversity.
Yes.
So I think, like so many of us, I mean, our strength comes from having to get back up. When we don't have a choice, I mean, all of the mothers out there know exactly what I'm talking about. When you are sick as a dog in bed, but your child needs you, somehow you will find the strength to get up. You will find a way to put a smile on your face. You'll find a way to make breakfast for your child. You'll find a way to get them to school, all the things. And so for me, it really was no different. It was just walking through every fire known to man. You mentioned a few of them: homelessness, rape, domestic violence, cancer, you know, being a medical miracle. The list goes on. And with each and every one of those, it was just finding and harnessing that inner fire in my belly of get up, right foot, left foot, keep going. You've got to keep going. And the more I did that, the stronger and more resilient I got, the easier it became to navigate even the most difficult challenges. So adversity.
Ellie, when you're talking about the things that you went through, especially with, I mean, the hardships that you've been through, is that something that you eventually learned, or was that always in your system?
Both. So I would say I was that kind of strong-willed, slightly petulant child that liked to say, you are not the boss of me. Mm. You know, I was that child that would stomp her foot and put her hands on her hips. I needed to understand why I needed to do something in order for me to do it. So part of it, I think, is innate, but the vast majority was learned. And it was learned as a 10-year-old child. I saw a Tony Robbins infomercial, actually, on late-night TV. And I remember, even as that child, he said a few things that stuck with me, but the biggest was change your story, change your life. And that we have 100% control over how we see things. We cannot control what happens to us. You know, the external happens. COVID is a great example of that. Like, it happened. There's no getting around it. But what we can do is harness the power of our language and the perspective that we give to things and the meaning we give to things. And then we get to decide with our language, our perspective, and the meaning that we ascribe to things, what is the story we're going to tell ourselves about the events and circumstances that have happened to us. And when we learn to do that, then we can actually take control of our biochemistry. We can take control of the physiological reactions that are happening as a result of our reactions to things. And from there, we can change our life. So that was probably the single biggest North Star that I learned, and I held on to that for dear life. So no matter what was happening, it was life is happening for me, not to me, and change my story, change my life. How can I look at whatever's happening and find the good, find the lesson, find the meaning? And so that's an active process, right? You are actively finding it. It's not just, oh, life is unicorns and rainbows and fairy tales. It's when you're in the hardest moment, how can you take autonomy? How can you take control over your existence and choose to find the lesson, find the good, find the blessing, and then hold on to that.
Like I said, Matt Town, Ellie is one of my mentors, and I have been taking classes from her, Free by Design, Life by Design. And Ellie, you have taught me that words are very powerful and that everything happens in its divine time.
Yes, yes, yes. Everything in its divine time. And I think especially for women, myself included, sometimes we can struggle with that. We want everything to happen at warp speed, and we want everything to have happened yesterday. We want it now, 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 now. And the reality is that sometimes if we get the things that we want, but we get it before we're ready for it, then either it falls right through our fingers, or we don't know how to navigate it, or it all blows up. So there's this beautiful unfolding that happens on the journey of life when you're present to it and when you embrace it. And that's knowing that you're exactly where you are meant to be in any given moment, and everything will happen in its divine time. It will be the right time at the right place at the right time when you are the person who can navigate the thing that you want, when you are the person that can maximize the thing that you want. So until you are ready for it, until you're that person, it's not the right time. But we all want it yesterday, myself included.
Right. I want it now, Ellie. I want it now, girlfriend.
I want it now. I want it yesterday. I often like to joke that reality hasn't caught up, like the external reality hasn't caught up to my reality. Like, wait, but I know that it's supposed to be like this. Why isn't it like this? Well, the external reality just hasn't caught up to the reality in my head yet. It's all good. It will in divine time.
And this really helps, too, with this mindset, especially if you're someone that is going through life struggling with something. This very much heals the process, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned the many things that you attribute to this world. So your profession, honey, is like... There is a long
what
list.
What don't I do?
I know. Like, what don't you do? So, again, can you share the amazing things that you do in this world?
So, I am the dean of a law school and the staff attorney to a federal judge, focusing primarily on constitutional rights, civil rights, human rights, that kind of thing. And then I have a couple of companies. So, I help entrepreneurs to launch, pivot, diversify, and scale their business. I help authors to write their books and get them published, get them out into the world. I help speakers to craft their signature talks and get comfortable on camera. I help women, as we were talking about, to shed their scars, to know that you are not your scars. You're not what's happened to you. You're not your emotional scars, your mental scars, your physical scars, but rather you're the embodiment of the strength and perseverance and resilience of navigating and thriving, that you can thrive through whatever adversity that you have experienced. I also have Free by Design, which helps you intentionally create a life that you love in all aspects, a life that is free by design, so that you're the architect of your life and it's not just doing what everyone told you that you should do. Because I think so many of us have experienced that, where we've followed the path that we were told. We went to high school, we went to college, we got married, we had kids, we got the job. And then we look around and think, how did I get here? And are you kidding me? Is this all there is? Why is my life not what they told me it would be? So that's what Free by Design is. And then I have my nonprofit, the Made to Change the World Foundation. And that equips underserved high school students with foundational life skills. And then we will be launching three academies, youth entrepreneurship, youth advocacy, and an environmental academy. So lots and lots going on. I'm also a speaker and a strategist and a media host and all the things. But most importantly, I'm just a woman on a mission to make a difference in this world.
Again, that's why, Miss Ellie Sheffy, you have been featured in Forbes magazine. You are National Academy bestselling author. You have been also written in Rolling Stones magazine, LA Times. It goes on and on and on. And that's why, because you are such a tremendous force. You are a light for so many in this world, and especially with the ladies right now. So, Ellie, I have to ask, because of Women's History Month, there's definitely hurdles that ladies go through. What kind of hurdles have you gone through that you can help out some of those that are going through it right now?
Beyond the ones that we've kind of already talked about, I think I was not, we didn't have money when I was growing up. And so, like, all my clothes came from the 99-cent store or the Goodwill or Pick and Save. And I was bullied and made fun of. I had bad glasses and bad clothes. And I think so many women can relate to this, because the damage that was done to my self-esteem was pretty significant. And I became anorexic as a result of trying to be skinny and pretty and trying to fit in. And I think especially with social media right now, and I don't know, I think a lot of women can relate to what it feels like when you're seen as quote unquote not good enough, mm-hmm. not pretty enough, not thin enough. We have this record in our head of enough. I'm not blank enough. And we get that from our parents. We get that from childhood. We get that from ads on television. We get that from social media. We get that in a lot of ways. And one of the things that I really like to work with women about is, you are such a beautiful, amazing, divine being having this human experience. We are more than enough. And it's actually each of our imperfections that make us the unique, gorgeous, irreplaceable, amazing human being that we are. Because every single one of us is unique and beautiful and powerful. And it is the quote-unquote imperfections. It's the cellulite. It's the it's the wonky tooth. It's the whatever it is, but that's the beautiful thing that is you. And your incredible body does so much every single day to keep you breathing. I mean, thank God for the heart that beats you that you don't even have to think about. Thank God for the lungs that breathe you that you don't even have to think about. Thank God for the cells that regenerate. Thank God for the nerves that fire. Thank God for the biochemical reactions that happen. Just all of the different things. And if I can help women embrace and love themselves and know that the light comes in through those cracks, it's your light that you can shine out from your experiences, from whatever the events or circumstances that may have led you to feel not, quote, enough. You are so much more than enough. You are perfectly imperfect. You are an incredible, beautiful, strong, resilient, divine being. You have overcome so much in your life to get to this point. Look around. And I mean, I often have people write down everything they've overcome. Now look at that. You're just incredible. Look at all the things you've overcome. Strong, powerful. You're still here. You're still here, and you're still doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself, to take care of your family, in spite of all of the things you've ever overcome. So when you think, I'm not enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not blah, 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 whatever that nonsense is that comes up, that self-doubt and that negative self-talk, I want you to write down a list of every single thing you've ever overcome, and then look at that. And go to the mirror and high-five yourself and say, I'm a badass. Like, that's incredible that I am so strong and so resilient and so powerful that I have navigated all of those things, and I'm still here kicking butt.
Absolutely. I'll be honest, I wake up every morning because Ellie taught me this. I say, thank you. I am still here. I look in the mirror. Today I said, I'm going to rock today. And then, you know, I do my morning routine, but it's very, very true, ladies, what Ellie is saying. And this is why she inspires me, because anything that you have gone through is going to make you stronger in the end. And like she said, imperfection is perfection. And we don't have to adapt to what the world thinks is perfect. That is who we are. And that's how we walk our own path. And Ellie, you are a testament to that. In retrospect, Ellie, I was curious, is there anything that you would have done differently through this amazing path that you are leading right now?
Nope.
Love it.
I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't wish a lot of my experiences on my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't change a single solitary thing, because every single thing brought me to who I am today, and every single thing brought me to where I am today. So I wouldn't change it. Absolutely not. I wouldn't change a single solitary thing.
Well, I love that answer. So, Ellie, my last question to you, because there's many women out there that want to lead their own path. They want to walk tall. They want to be vocal. They want to be fierce. They want to be unstoppable. What advice would you give to them?
Find your voice. Claim your voice. Use your voice. Get clear with yourself with where your boundaries are and assert them. I would say remember that no is a complete sentence. It's not an invitation for somebody to try to convince you of something. So say no to the things that no longer serve you. Say no to the things that you're not in alignment with. Say no to the things you don't want to do. Because when you say no, that opens up space for yes. So stop saying yes to please other people. Stop saying yes to be everything to everyone. Say yes to the things that feed your soul. Say yes to the things that move the needle in the direction of your dreams. Say yes to the things that light a fire in your belly. Say yes to the things that fuel your soul. And then I would say live fully. Live freely and live by design, because you only get one chance on this earth, and you don't know how much time you have, and you don't know what the future holds. So live every single day saying yes to that which lights you up, no to the things that don't. Embrace every moment with gratitude. Live it fully. Shine your light. Unapologetically shine your light. Be who you were born to be, who you claim to be, and show up fully in the world as you, unapologetically. If someone else can't handle your light, they can put on sunglasses, they can put on their shades or get out of the way, but you don't ever need to dim your light for someone else. Be you, be proud of you, and remember, you can do this.
Well, once again, Madtown, the absolutely stunning and inspiring Ellie Sheffy. She is known globally. Girl, you know I am dancing with you right now with this entire time of speaking with you. Again, Ellie is a force that you should definitely connect with. You are not your scars. I want to say thank you tremendously, Ellie, for inviting me to share my story with this amazing podcast. Sisters Rising, Free by Design, Made to Change the World. You can be contacted at Ellie Sheffy on all platforms, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. And of course, EllieSheffy.com. She is my mentor, and I just adore you thoroughly.
Thank you. Likewise. You are an incredible, incredible force. And Madtown, you are so blessed to get to spend your mornings with this firecracker with Krista.
I love you.
Incredible.
I love you. Well, there you have it, Madtown, honoring Women's History Month with the absolutely gorgeous Ellie Sheffy, my dear friend. Thank you so much, Ellie, for waking up at 5:30, girl, to do what you do so well, which is to speak and inspire so many. Thank you, my love. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's Chris in the Morning Rush with another fabulous Lady Boss right here on 93.1 Jams.